Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Robin Warden, and I was looking at my bank statement today, and on the 30th of May, y'all took out $94.90 out of my account. Who are y'all? What do you do?
We do customer support for a variety of online vendors. I need to pull up the account to see what was billed here. And you said the charges for today?
One was, I got May the 30th.
You said May
30th? And then I have another one on May the 29th.
Okay. What is your first and last name?
My first name is Robin. My last name is Warden.
Okay, I have a robinwarden9@gmail.com.
No.
That's not your email address?
No.
Okay, I have telephone number 304-922-8662.
Yes.
And let me see here. Can you verify the shipping address?
It is 126 Danubyu Court. That's Bluefield, West Virginia.
And I have a lot one?
No. There's no lot.
Okay. I have a 126 Street is Danube Court, Lot 1. And Bluefield?
No. No, there is no lot one, honey. It's
okay.
126.
Let me make sure this is you. What is the last four digits of that card that's being billed?
Oh. Hang on, honey. I have to look.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking for my card. Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
On the 29th, I was charged $85.90. Is this the same numbers are, well, most of the numbers are almost the same thing as what I just caught. Would y'all, do y'all deal with that too?
Once I verify the account and open it up, I'll be able to see all the charges and I'll let you know what's on here.
Okay. 1722.
Okay. That's what I have here. So let me go back. Okay, so it shows me here that there was a trial offer that was processed on May the 7th. And on that day there were two charges, $4.95 and $5.95 for shipping and handling. And it was for the keto and cleanse. That's a dietary supplement. And you're saying you didn't place that trial?
No.
Okay. So that's how this got started. And
yeah,
and on May
with my card. I'm waiting for my bank to open up this morning. Where I bank at, they're open on the weekends too. And I'm gonna have to get me a new card. Somebody's got a hold of my card. And they've been purchasing left and right. I had to settle a thing with Amazon. Somebody bought an Apple iPhone 11, and they were trying to charge me $700 for something I didn't order. I don't even order from Amazon.
Okay. Okay, so on this account, what it shows, this is how this got started, okay? And you're saying you didn't receive anything by mail?
No.
Okay, there was a delivery.
What is this about?
I'm trying to give you that information, ma'am. You need to allow me a moment to do so.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The bottle of the keto and the cleanse, the dietary supplements, they were delivered on May the 11th. Yes, the order was placed on May 7th. It was delivered on May the 11th. Once you came out of the trial for the 14 days, you were billed for the product. And it's $85.90 for the cleanse and $94.90 for the keto. And it's the Prime Fresh. It's Prime Fresh Keto and Cleanse.
Honey, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so if you would like for me to process fraud on your account, what I do, ma'am, is all I use is the IP address that we have on file. I do have to contact the local authorities, and that's what I provide, the IP address. I don't give any other information. I place a request for them to verify the device that was used and the location from where the order took place. Now, that can take about 3 to 5 business days for me to get a result. Is there anyone at your home that could have placed this order or anyone that has access to your card?
Yeah, honey, more than one.
More than one person. Okay. The reason I ask that is because once I process fraud, I cannot stop it. And the person who placed this order, we will be pressing charges on them since you're stating that it was not with your consent.
Right. Well, I don't know who it was, and I don't want to press charges when I don't know who it is. But I can call my bank.
Well, the bank does the exact same investigation. So I don't know if you've ever placed a dispute with them. They have to verify the charge. So they contact us.
I went through it before, and they look, go through everything, and then they make their decision. And
right.
I've had to do it 3 times before, and it takes like 3 or 4 days for the paper to come back if I've been approved or disapproved of the refunding or whatever was put on my account that I didn't do. So, yeah, I usually go through my bank, but I was just calling y'all trying to figure out. I was looking through my bank statement because I'm disabled. And this money that y'all took, that was taken out of my account when it got, my disability check got posted, I guess yesterday or this morning, I don't get the $700. And there is no way I'd be able to afford this.
Okay. Now, through a dispute with your bank, ma'am, just letting you know, because I handle these accounts every day, because there's a shipping fee paid and because there was a delivery, they will not refund the charge to you. They won't be able to. Even if you state you don't have it in your hand or that it wasn't you, because of all the information pertaining to you, they will make that charge valid. So they won't be able to refund you. The only other way we can go about this, that way you won't be, you could receive some of that money. I can cancel out the fraud and we can just do a customer courtesy of 50% on the charges. That's what we offer, 50% customer courtesy, and we cancel out. So you have those two options. You can process fraud now and wait the 3 to 5 business days, whoever it comes back to. They will be liable for the charges and they'll be liable for fraud. If it comes back to your own personal device, you'll have to pay those charges. Or you can do the 50% customer courtesy. It would be up to you.
Well, let's just do the 50% customer thing because I don't know who has done it. We've had some family members that's moved in with us that's happen to live here with us for a while, and they sleep in the living room. So anybody could have got a hold of my card, honey.
Okay, let me cancel out this fraud here. Give me just a moment so I can get that process. Now, the account is canceled. That way you will not be seeing any future charges, so you don't have to worry about that. And on the 50%, I'm going to send you an email confirmation, and it'll just be stating that you're receiving a 50% customer courtesy, and it'll take 3 to 5 business days. Okay. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Okay, so the other one was involved with you, right?
It with two products.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because I mean they were almost the same thing, and I called on the 29th. I called that number first, and they said that they were had to do with the skin products. I said I ain't ordered new skin products.
We don't have any skin products.
Well, that's what she told me when I called the first number. And it's close to y'all's, but the number's a little bit different. And then when I
that
called
wouldn't
y'all,
be us.
And then, well, she said, she tried to pull up something, and she said there was no account on me showing. So, and then when you said that 8590 was for something else that came with that, what did you call it, keto?
The keto and cleanse. So the cleanse was the one that was the 8590.
Okay, so then they both come from you. Okay. Yeah, we'll just do the 50% thing and just go with that. Because there's so many of them in here, and yeah, they do use my phone. And it ended up falling back on me. Because they do use my phone.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, sweetheart. And thank you for doing that, please.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.